Take a moment to allow your consciousness to move over your physical body. And as you do, make certain that your muscles from your toes to your feet, your legs, your torso, your arms and hands, and especially your shoulders and neck are very relaxed. You are the master of your body. And so now we say, be at peace to our physical bodies. And as we move from the physical, there's a gentle transition to the consciousness of our emotions and of the thoughts in our mind. There is a place in the center of these where the sacred stillness is. And if you think of your thoughts, positive or otherwise, as being to the left and right, then in the very center between these two, like a balance scale, right there is the sweet peace and silence of the mind and emotion through which we can move to spirit. And as you focus on that stillness, whether you have a thought come or go, or an emotion pop up, continue to focus on that place and give your peace with authority to whatever comes. There is no intention to vanquish the thought or emotion. We are merely taking command and having any of these that may arise move off to a place of honor on the periphery. Focus now in the center of your being. The center of your thought, and feel the sweet peace. Let your body breathe it in, that it becomes part of you in the physical. Let your mind and emotion draw this in, that it becomes a part of your consciousness. This is the eternal peace that is ever present. And it is that pathway that we can follow to move beyond all of the expressions of the earth into the eternal of our spirits. Our spirit is with us always, but in this activity we are choosing to place our consciousness upon our spirit and feel the calm, tranquility that comes as you contemplate this. Every moment brings greater and greater peace and greater harmony. And there is a sense of well-being that comes from this. We move with great ease into oneness, knowing that the other members of the grouping are joining us, and with each one's presence, the light and peace of our grouping grows even more. So that each one as an individual feels this as it grows within and without. And you may feel an energy all about your being, a warmth, a little tingling, but a continual flow of the peace of God. Feel yourself joining together with all the other members of the grouping, and feel the energy of each one in the grouping moving around the group to the next and doubling and the next and tripling and so forth until the energy is wondrous. Let this rising energy move all throughout your being, every expression of your being is being blessed by this energy. Now, feel yourself moving into oneness, that we become as one beautiful light in the center of our grouping. And this is the combined light of our individual spirits joined together in a common work. We are that light, and this light has as its source our Father God. And as we feel the light, we feel the presence of our Father with us totally, and the sense of love and joy overflows our being. We are filled to overflowing with God's love, peace, and healing grace. And we know that it is our right and our joyful work to offer this unto others. First, we offer God's light and all that is with that unto every single member of our grouping. Whatsoever need you may have had before you began, feel this filling that need to overflowing. You are completely open, and as you are willing, it is yours. Now bring into the center of this beautiful light of our grouping anyone that you know who is in need of Father's love, His peace, His healing grace, and hold them in the center of our light, that we might all, each one, give unto them. Think their name to yourself, and if you know them by sight, picture them in the center of our grouping's light with Father. We know there are those in the earth and beyond who have crossed over, who have no one in prayer for them, and perhaps they know not to ask. Let us create a prayer that will go out to all those who may be in such need, that the prayer will surround them, not interfering, but always being there for that moment when they ask, and then it will be given to them. Think for a moment and place in the center of our light those who have no one to pray for them. Feel Father's love rushing to fill this work, His peace, His healing grace, His utter and total compassion. And now let us do the same for those who do not know to ask or who have lost their way. Let us place the gift of this prayer beside them, so as they are ready, it is theirs. Again, we feel Father's love and peace is healing grace and compassion flowing outward from our light into the universe, into the earth, and into realms we may not even know about at present. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to be a part of these works. And now, Father, we as a grouping offer our light and love onto our beautiful planet called Earth. We give the healing grace of you, Father, unto those areas that are in need, unto the oceans, the skies, the forests, the grasslands, the crop fields, and all the peoples of the earth. We give that which is ours to give, our love and our peace, and ask of you, Father, that so as it is in accordance with your will and the purposes before us, that our sweet earth know of our love and our intent for its balance and for the presence of your healing grace. We feel the beauty and wonder of the earth as the energy of this prayer is moving. And we can smell the sweetness of the flowers, the wonderful aroma of the forests, the freshness of the ocean spray. Perceive the beauty of the coloration of an evening sky, the brilliance of a new day, and the many songs that are sung by the creatures upon the earth. Unto all of this we give our love and our peace. We place our consciousness upon the beautiful light that is the composite of our grouping, and we slowly move back from that light into the uniqueness of our individuality, each one of us a beautiful part of that light. And we look about with joy to acknowledge all the other members of our grouping and perhaps those who have come from spiritual realms to be with us, many, many of them. And with gratitude and love, we thank you. We move now by our choice from this beautiful place of loving neutrality that exists eternally in our spirits And we find ourselves in that stillness, in the center of our consciousness of mind and emotion. And we have a rush of joyful realization that all the thoughts and emotions that were in our consciousness previously have done as we have asked them to do. And we see them all around the periphery of our consciousness, at peace. So we move now back to the physical body and become aware of it again in the completeness of its expression. Once again, we examine the extremities, the toes, the feet, the fingers, the hands, arms, shoulders, legs, torso, head and neck, and we feel it so relaxed and so filled with the joy of this experience and the healing grace. And so as we conclude, we breathe in the joy and the memory and the energy of this journey. And we say, thank you, Father, and all our brethren. We love you. And so we conclude our journey.